The programs officer of the Peasant Farmers Association, Victoria Adongo, says more needs to be done to restore agriculture as the mainstay of the country's economy. She decried the persistent drop in production of cocoa and the president's failure to touch on steps to ensure food security. Madam Adongo is therefore calling for a review of government's interventions towards improving the agricultural sector.
We have smallholder cocoa farmers. Actually, most cocoa farmers are smallholders. And then coffee farmers are also smallholders, most of them. Coffee is a very untapped area. As you said, we do export coffee. And coffee has a good potential of bringing in hard currency in the country. And I think it is very much untapped at the moment. We do have smallholder farmers on cocoa. And everything that you're saying about cocoa is long, long overdue. Cocoa is the second largest producer in the world, next to Ivory Coast. But we have been declining over the years. So there's something wrong there. And cocoa has always had the chance, a better chance than even food crop farmers, where inputs like fertilizer and other things are concerned. But you see that the cocoa industry is declining by the day. So I don't see what significant change is free fertilizer that is given to the cocoa farmers and this food. They've always been there, but the cocoa industry is declining.
Will you say what the president said gives hope to those engaged in that sector?
Well, you know, he spoke so much about cocoa, coffee, oil palm, and shea. And, you know, before he even started talking about agriculture, he said agriculture used to contribute about 50% to GDP. Now agriculture is contributing 21%, which is a terribly decline in contributing towards GDP. Now the plan is to increase agriculture contribution to GDP. So he is concentrating on crops that can be exported and that will bring in money to augment agriculture GDP.